Graphic Audio presents Rogue Angel by Alex Archer. Rogue Angel number 10, Serpent's Kiss. Narrated by Nanette Savard, with performances by Colleen Delaney, Peter Stray, Terrence Aselford, Richard Rowan, David Coyne, James Lewis, Michael John Casey, Elliot Dash, Andy Clements, Thomas Penny, Dylan Lynch, Elizabeth Demery, Ken Jackson, and Mort Shelby.
Anya Creed stood in a 6-foot-deep sacrificial pit beneath a gathering storm. The storm, according to the weather reports, was still a good distance away, but promised to be severe. From the look of the skeletons on the floor of the pit and embedded in the walls, hundreds of years had passed since the last sacrifice. Still, the passage of time hadn't made the discovery any less chilling.
Are those human bones?
Anya glanced up and saw Jason Kim standing near the edge of the pit above her. Jason was a UCLA graduate student who'd won a place on Professor Rai's dig along the southern coast of India. Jason was barely over 5.5 feet tall and slender as a reed. His long black hair blew in the strong wind. He wore a concert t-shirt and jean shorts. A tuft of whiskers barely smudged his pointed chin.
They're human bones.
You think they're sacrificial victims?
I do. You see this uneven cut through the spine at the base of the skull here? Followers of Shakti favored decapitation.
Oh, cool! Can I see that?
Jason's field of study was forensic anthropology. His work primarily included what was left of a body. If anyone at the dig could identify the tool marks on the skeleton, it was Jason. It didn't bother him that the skull was so fresh from the grave. His smile went from ear to ear as he rotated the skull in his fingers.
This is the bomb, Anya.
Glad you like it.
Think they'll let me keep one?
Definitely not.
Oh, too bad. Put a small battery-operated red light inside this thing, we'd be totally rad. I could even have a friend of mine majoring in dentistry whip up some caps for the incisors. I'd be the first guy to have a genuine vampire skull.
Except for the genuine part. And you'd have to explain why the skull doesn't turn to dust in sunlight.
Not all vampires turn to dust. You should know that.
Vampires aren't a big part of archaeology.
I didn't mean from archaeology. I mean from your show.
No matter where she went, except for highly academic circles, Anya invariably ended up being known better for her work on chasing history's monsters than anything else. The syndicated television show had gone international almost overnight and was continuing to do well in the ratings. Scenes from stories she'd done for the show had ended up on magazine covers, on YouTube, and other television shows. Her producer, Doug Morrell, never missed an opportunity to promote the show.
You ever watch the show?
Sure. The frat guys go nuts for it. So do the sororities. I mean, DVR means never having to miss a television show again. Kind of divided loyalties, though. The sororities watch you. Well, most of them do. The frat guys like to watch the show for Christy.
Christy Chatham, the other hostess of Chasing History's Monsters, wasn't a rival. At least, Anya didn't see Christy as such. Christy wasn't an archaeologist and didn't care about history, let alone getting the facts straight. When Christy put her stories together, they were strictly for shock value. As a result, Christie's stories tended to center on werewolves, vampires, serial killers, and escaped lab experiments.
You can't go into a frat house without finding her new poster.
Well, that's good to know.
Oh, hey, you know, I didn't mean anything by that.
No problem.
I don't know why you don't do a poster. You're beautiful.
Maybe if the comment hadn't come from a geeky male in his early 20s who was 5 years her junior and had a skull under his arm, if she hadn't been covered in dirt from the sacrificial pit and perspiring heavily from the gathering storm's humidity, Anya might have taken solace in that compliment.
I don't do a poster because I don't want to end up on the walls of frat houses.
Or ceilings. A lot of guys put Christie's poster on the ceiling. Oh, man, this is gonna suck. I hate getting wet.
That's part of the job, Jason. The other part is being too hot, too tired, too claustrophobic, or any of a thousand other discomforts I could name.
Yeah, I know. But that's only if I stay with fieldwork. I'd rather get a job at a museum or a crime lab working forensics.
Anya was disappointed to hear that. Jason Kim was a good student. He was going to be a good forensic anthropologist. She couldn't understand why anyone would choose to stay indoors in a job that could take them anywhere in the world.
I'm gonna go clean this skull up. Maybe after we batten down the hatches, you can tell me more about who Shakti was.
Okay, Jason. You can head back. I think I've got everything covered here.
Sounds good to me.
Anya turned her attention back to the burial site. The storm was coming, and there was no time to waste. With careful deliberation, Anya checked the scale representation of the burial pit she'd drawn, seeing that it looked good. She also backed up the sketch with several digital images captured using her camera. In the old days, archaeologists only had a pad and paper to record data and findings. She liked working that way. It felt as if it kept her in touch with the roots of her chosen field. She stared at the body she'd exhumed. From the flared hips, she felt certain that the bones had been a woman. She resolved to have Jason make the final call on that, though.
Anya!
Glancing up, Anya spotted the elfin figure of Professor Lochata Rai, the dig's supervisor. Lochata was only 5 feet tall and weighed about 90 pounds. She was in her early 60s, but still spry and driven. She wore khakis and looked ready for a trek across the Gobi Desert.
It is time for you to get up out of there. We must cover this excavation pit. Perhaps it will not rain too hard and we won't lose anything.
I know, but we just got down far enough to take a good look at what's here.
You're too impatient. You have your whole life ahead of you, and history isn't going anywhere. This site will be here tomorrow.
I keep telling myself that. But I also keep telling myself that once I finish this, I can move on to something else.
You expect to find something exciting and different?
I hope to. I always hope to.
I do not. Finding something you did not expect means you didn't do your research properly. It also means extra work and possibly having to call someone else in to verify what you have found.
Anya understood that, but she also liked the idea of the new, the undiscovered, and the unexpected. Lately, her life had been filled with that. She thought she was growing addicted to it. Lochata held out a water bottle and smiled.
Drink! Hydrate or die!
Anya smiled back and accepted the water. The rule was a basic one for anyone who challenged the elements. The dig site was in the jungle fringe that bordered the Indian Ocean. Kanyakumari lay as far south on the Indian continent as a person could go. They were 40 miles west of there on a cliff 27 feet above sea level. The ocean stretched to the south under the whirling storm clouds. Whitecaps broke the dark blue surface.
What are you thinking?
I was just thinking about how many ships have been through those waters.
Ah, yes. The Romans, the Egyptians, ships from China's Ming Dynasty.
Vasco da Gama was the first European to sail the Indian Ocean.
Then the British took over after that. They brought their ships loaded with cannons and fought wars to control the area. The Dutch East India Company fought trade wars with the French and others.
It isn't just history out there. Sinbad sailed those seas as well.
My, my. Bringing up fictional characters. You are the romantic, aren't you?
I try not to be. But if you think beyond this moment, if you see into the past, it's hard not to be. A lot of those ships didn't make it across the ocean. Storms took them. They were lost in sea battles, and sometimes ships just went down.
Or perhaps sea monsters got them.
I don't believe in sea monsters.
Perhaps not. But the sea is a cruel mistress. She takes what she wants. She breaks the weak and the foolish. And she gives back only what she wants to.
I didn't know you were a poet.
Not me. My husband. He's been in the Merchant Marine since he was a boy. I worry about him a lot these days. But he won't give up the sea. A few years ago, things were not so dangerous out on the water. There are too many pirates out here now.
Anya knew the professor was right. Before leaving her home in Brooklyn, she'd researched the area's past and present. The Indian Ocean pirates plying their trade were every bit as dangerous as the Shakti followers who had sacrificed so many innocents to their cruel goddess.
We need to get everyone together. I think this is going to be a bad one.
I thought monsoon season was over.
It should be. I think this is something else. You don't believe in curses, do you?
Considering everything she'd been through since she'd found the final piece of Joan of Arc's legendary sword, Anya wasn't sure how to answer the question. Receiving the sword had changed her perspective on a lot of things.
Not really.
Neither do I. But we've been disturbing the final resting places of the dead. That's taboo in almost every culture.
Anya stood in the main tent and gazed out at the jungle. Normally, a break in the dull routine of digging would have been welcome. However, now they were all trapped in the leaking tent and hoping it would stay erect against the gale force winds. A torrential downpour slammed the surrounding jungle and reduced visibility to little more than a few yards. Beyond that, everything turned gray and disappeared in the dark night. Everyone in the crew was young. Most workers on archaeological excavations were interns or students. Generally, there was barely enough money to fund a team with provisions, much less make a profit. They sat silently, staring out of the tent flap and into the darkness. None of them acted like the storm worried them, but Anya knew they were concerned. She was.
You're in India?
Yes, Doug. India.
India as in half a world away, India?
Yes.
What are you doing there?
I signed on to do a dig with Professor Lachata Rai.
Uh-huh. So, what's he digging up?
It's a she, Doug.
Okay, what's she digging up?
Professor Rai got permission from the Archaeological Survey of India to look for a Shakti sacrifice site.
Did you just say sacrifice?
I did. Don't make me regret it.
Human sacrifices.
And animal.
Are you digging up human or animal bones?
Today we uncovered a pit containing several human skeletons.
Bodacious! You know I'm always interested in pieces on human sacrifice. Who did you say was doing the sacrifices?
Followers of Shakti.
Shakti?
S-H-A-K-T-I.
Shakti, consort of Shiva.
That's her. That's not something you would know, Doug. Are you pulling this up on the internet?
You gotta love Wikipedia. Wasn't Shiva the god of death or something?
Honestly, Doug, I don't really want to get into a lesson on Hinduism. That would be a long discussion and you would only hear what you want to. But yes, she was the god of death.
This human sacrifice thing has potential. We haven't done a piece on a god of death in months.
I'm not doing a story, Doug. I'm here to work on a dig.
I know. I was just wondering if there was a way we could get a twofer.
I'm not interested in a twofer. I came out here to work.
Hey, don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Anya swallowed a sharp retort. She couldn't complain about the television show. Chasing history's monsters had been good to her. Real archaeology didn't pay a lot. To be a part of Lochata's dig, Anya had had to pay her own way over. The community meals were free and the cot was a loner. She had to buy her own bottled green tea. The television show offered the glamour and glory. It also came with a paycheck that enabled her to do things like this dig.
Okay.
Okay what?
What do you have in mind, Doug?
Anya Creed stalks mysterious cult that carries out human sacrifices.
This particular cult's been dead for hundreds of years. Probably more than 1,000.
I'm looking at a news story that says these Shakti cultists have been up to their old tricks in different parts of India.
Old tricks?
Creative license on my part makes them sound more devious and threatening. Anyway, there are Shakti cultists springing up. No human sacrifices have been found yet, but that may be because they've hidden the bodies or buried them.
You're selling yourself this idea, aren't you, Doug?
Maybe you could take some footage of the local jungle as you make your way through a forgotten trail.
If it was a forgotten trail, I wouldn't know about it.
Of course you would. You're a world-famous archaeologist.
Very flattering, Doug.
How much longer are you going to be there?
A few more weeks.
See? You can work in a piece on human sacrifices.
I'm busy. When you work on a dig, you're putting in 18 to 20 hour days.
Don't you have a day off?
When I do, I like to have it as a day off.